I'm done carrying around bulky drinks. And I'm definitely done cleaning melted candy out of my pockets. So yeah, I traded them both in for Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots. These little guys are as pocket-sized as any candy. But instead of a sugar crash, you get a zero-sugar caffeine boost. Candy can't even compare at this point. Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots treat your taste buds to an explosion of fruity flavor with a tasty caffeine kick. That's right, caffeine just got a flavor upgrade. And it's not just one flavor. 5-Hour Energy Shots bring you tasty caffeine in 17 flavors. 17! So if you're craving that candy-flavored chaos, but actually want energy that works, grab Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots. Pocket-sized, zero sugar, big flavor. Available now at 5hourenergy.com or on Amazon.
Spring is when plans start becoming real. Trips get booked, calendars fill up, and if learning a new language has been on your list, starting now means that by summer, you'll already feel more confident speaking and understanding it. That's where Rosetta Stone comes in. For over 30 years, they've been a trusted leader in language learning. Their immersive, intuitive method helps you naturally absorb your new language. No memorizing random vocabulary lists and no relying on translations. Instead, you learn by connecting words, visuals, and meaning in context, the way language is meant to be learned. With 25 languages to choose from, including Spanish, French, German, and Japanese, and millions of users worldwide, Rosetta Stone is the go-to tool for real language growth. Plus, lessons are simple and easy to fit into your day, whether you have 5 minutes in the morning or a quick break in the afternoon. Ready to start learning a new language this spring? Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 today to explore Rosetta Stone and choose the language that's right for you. Go to rosettastone.com/rs10 now and begin your language learning journey.
Why have I asked my electrician I found on Angie.com to bury my pet hamster? I was so moved by how carefully he buried my electrical wires, I knew I could trust him to bury my sweet nibbles after his untimely end.
This is very strange.
Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
He is Kyle Malzahn from WFRV Local 5. Sports anchor there. How are we doing today, Kyle?
Good, man. The sun is out. Nice weather in Wisconsin. And in my neighborhood, I have an albino squirrel that every single time I see this albino squirrel, I know it's going to be a good day. Woke up, looked outside, saw my albino squirrel in the neighborhood. So all's good in the neighborhood in Green Bay.
Have you posted such squirrel to X or social media?
No, but I should start a thread because I was getting worried about this albino squirrel over the winter. But saw him back here nearing spring. Everything's good. He made it through.
Never seen an albino squirrel in my life. I'd love to see a picture of an albino squirrel. I think that'd be kind of cool. See, you never know what you get at when you get people on. You don't know where we're going to go with the conversation. I want to talk everything with you. I don't want to just talk one specific thing. Your thoughts on the NFLPA report card on the Green Bay Packers. We led the show yesterday with it a little bit on the initial reports from Aaron Nagler from Cheesehead TV. We'll get more into during our Green and Gold update at 4 o'clock. Anything that stands out to you that's either potentially worrisome or anything that you're like, oh, that's actually better than I thought it was going to be?
I thought the head coach, right, dropping a full letter grade. Now, we aren't privy to how many Packer players submitted this survey through the NFLPA, but we do know that it's coming straight from the players' mouths themselves. And this was conducted before the Packers lost 5 in a row to end out the season, which if Matt LaFleur dropped a full letter grade then, I would love to see what it was like after the season ended. Obviously, there's big conversation around Matt LaFleur. Was he going to get this extension? Was he not going to get the extension? The Packers opt to do it. It was Ed Policy's first major decision on the job, what direction he was go. He stuck loyal to his guy. But this was coming from the players' mouths themselves and how they felt, whether that was how they were respected, his job, his duties. And when you drop a letter grade as the head coach, and I think there was only 4 other head coaches that were graded worse than Matt LaFleur throughout the entirety of the season, that pops out to me on the page because this is a head coach who's coached himself out of big games before he's even gotten there. So you mix in that aspect, the way the season ended, how the players feel, and I mean, is there trouble in Green Bay? I don't think so, but I mean, it definitely raises an eyebrow.
what I want to know, and I said this yesterday, is did Ed Policy see this before deciding to do what he did? I'm just, I'd be curious, right? Yeah. So, like, if Ed saw it, knew what it looked like, and figured, well, this won't get out. We're going to do it anyhow. Because if Ed didn't see this and saw this for the first time, like we all are seeing it here in the last couple of days, and you would hope that he has privy to this far before anybody on social media does, but you would think he'd be like, I want to talk to my leadership committee on this team. Give me the phone numbers of my guys on my leadership committee, and I want to find out what exactly was going on and how LaFleur lost. He didn't lose a locker room. I mean, he still got a decent grade. It's not like an F, but I would still want to know what happened because, I mean, you know, you were up there. Micah Parsons loving Matt LaFleur and the coaching staff. All these guys talked. The only one that was kind of negative, who kind of went at him a little bit, was McManus. And outside of McManus, I don't remember anybody else ever really going at Matt LaFleur during the season. I was taken aback by that.
Yeah, and I was too. And that was the biggest thing. I walked into locker room clean out with the idea of how do these players feel about their head coach? Because with how the season has ended and the blunders the Packers have had in these season-ending losses, with Matt LaFleur being the face of the Packers throughout all of this, did he lose the locker room? That was what I came into locker room cleanout a few, you know, now darn near 2 months ago, back then, with. And I came out of there was, he didn't lose the locker room. And the players think they fully felt like it was an accountability factor on themselves. So you got to take what they say at face value, but it wasn't the media putting this out. It wasn't the media voting on the player grades. It was the players themselves. So obviously when you put a microphone and a camera in front of their faces, a lot of coach speak or player speak, quote unquote, is going to happen. This is an anonymity thing. And when you get anonymous surveys, sometimes the truth comes out.
You had the press conference with Brian Gutekunst the other day. And Goody, when pressed on it, well, not really a press conference, side hustle, whatever it was down the combine, when pressed on competition in rooms and which rooms are going to see the biggest competitions and so forth, he talked about linebacker and cornerback. And I'll be honest, when I saw that trade yesterday that the Titans made, and they get Devontae Sweat or whatever from the Titans, I was like, damn, like, that's a humongous human being that's got 2 years left on his contract. To put him in the middle of this line would have been something, right? And you obviously had to trade a good pass rusher like the Jets did, and Saleh was familiar with him because he drafted him and all of that. And I get all that. I was just surprised defensive line did not come up in that conversation, because you need some big dudes from the middle of that line to help stop the run right now.
I'm done carrying around bulky drinks. And I'm definitely done cleaning melted candy out of my pockets. So yeah, I traded them both in for Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots. These little guys are as pocket-sized as any candy. But instead of a sugar crash, you get a zero sugar caffeine boost. Candy can't even compare at this point. Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots treat your taste buds to an explosion of fruity flavor with a tasty caffeine kick. That's right, caffeine just got a flavor upgrade. And it's not just one flavor. 5-Hour Energy Shots bring you tasty caffeine in 17 flavors. 17! So if you're craving that candy-flavored chaos, but actually want energy that works, grab Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots. Pocket-sized, zero sugar, big flavor. Available now at 5hourenergy.com or on Amazon.
Spring is when plans start becoming real, trips get booked, calendars fill up, and if learning a new language has been on your list, starting now means that by summer, you'll already feel more confident speaking and understanding it. That's where Rosetta Stone comes in. For over 30 years, they've been a trusted leader in language learning. Their immersive, intuitive method helps you naturally absorb your new language. No memorizing random vocabulary lists and no relying on translations. Instead, you learn by connecting words, visuals, and meaning in context. The way language is meant to be learned. With 25 languages to choose from, including Spanish, French, German, and Japanese, and millions of users worldwide, Rosetta Stone is the go-to tool for real language growth. Plus, lessons are simple and easy to fit into your day, whether you have 5 minutes in the morning or a quick break in the afternoon. Ready to start learning a new language this spring? Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 today to explore Rosetta Stone and choose the language that's right for you. Go to rosettastone.com/rs10 now and begin your language learning journey.
Why have I asked my electrician I found on Angie.com to bury my pet hamster? I was so moved by how carefully he buried my electrical wires, I knew I could trust him to bury my sweet nibbles after his untimely end.
This is very strange.
Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Yeah, I just can't believe there's always a stat I like to go back to that Shohei Ohtani hit more home runs at the end of compared to Micah Parsons, Rashad Gary had sacks from October, 25th on to the rest of the season.
Yeah.
They got to get better and they have to rush at a higher rate. Obviously, when you lost Micah Parsons, I think it was the fact of when you lost Micah Parsons, because when they lost Tucker Kraft, the offense actually hit a little rut, but they were able to get out of that hole that they were in. When they lost Micah Parsons out in Denver, it was just like they could never figure things out. And you mentioned linebacker, too. What did the Packers do moving forward with Quay Walker? Is that a guy you want to commit a ton of money to because somebody will? Are the Packers going to be the team to do it? Or do you feel like Isaiah McDuffie is an okay enough replacement where you can get that type of production from a guy like Isaiah McDuffie and not have to commit a lot of dollar signs to? And then cornerback, Keyshawn Nixon, obviously first year tagged as CB1. He had certainly had his moments of whether that was good plays, right? You look at the Bears and how that game ended at Lambeau Field, but there was a ton of head-scratching moves, and they got to get better on the outside, because if your pass rush isn't getting home, these things work in unison. If the pass rush isn't getting home, then you better hope those guys on the outside can make, get a few pass breakups. And if your guys on the outside are getting torched, well, then you better have a good pass rush. So they have to find a good middle ground, and what kind of personnel is going to be the makeup of it? Well, that's yet to be seen.
Tyler Cobb, Miles on WFRV, sports anchor up there in Green Bay, doing our affiliate Friday here, our first one. Kyle, how about where the money goes, right? So you're paying a ton of money to Micah Parsons. You're paying a ton of money to Xavier McKinney. You would assume you're done paying a lot of money to Rashawn Gary. At least that's what the fans are assuming right now at this point. On the defensive side of the ball, I think you're going to pay a lot of money to Edgerrin Cooper. I think that's going to be something. So when you start talking about free agent dollars and where you're going, ESPN have their perfect free agent fit for every team, and they've got the Packers going to Kobe Dean, the linebacker from the Philadelphia Eagles, who coming out of college was viewed as an undersized backer, not sure how he was going to hold up. But he's been really good in pass coverage, way better than Quay Walker has been. Maybe not as big and physical as Quay Walker necessarily, but you're going to put him back there with Edgerrin Cooper. I just don't know if I want to have a lot of money invested in two linebackers, though.
Yeah, totally fair. I really think they got to get better on the outside. I don't know if Keyshawn Nixon, you can win a Super Bowl with him being your cornerback one.
No, I'll answer.
No, absolutely not. And If they're going to be a team, and this is a passing first league, they have to be better on the outside. And I don't know if Carrington Valentine, we saw good things early on in Carrington Valentine's career, but he was exposed way too many times this past season where he just didn't know how to tackle, his guy. So I really think they should be committing dollars on the outside. And you already have a good pass rush now. Will they do it at a better consistent rate? That's the hope. And you get Micah Parsons back at some point throughout the season. But you have to make sure that the outside is good first, too. And I think that's where Brian Gutekunst should be putting a lot of attention to with their cornerbacks and in the secondary.
Kyle Malzahn, how do you feel about this Badgers basketball team with a couple weeks here to go before the NCAA tournament, their last game? Not so good. How are you feeling about them? Because I've stated before, I think you need great guard play, and a decent big man. And if you have that, that's a recipe to make a run in the NCAA tournament. But in that last game shows you how it can all go sideways if you don't hit your threes. They could be gone quickly in the first weekend if things don't go right.
Yeah, and they have to just have Nick Boyd keep on being Nick Boyd. What a newcomer for this team to kind of carry on the Wisconsin tradition. And I'll say a lot of talk with Brett Gard and the way he was regarded throughout the last few years. I think he gets a lot more criticism than he does kind of the spotlight that he deserves. I think what he has done for this program and the consistent success that they've had. Falls a lot of on his shoulders, and I think he's a great fit for Wisconsin. I think their early, or not maybe early, but all their, you know, wins against ranked opponents throughout the top 25 in the country will pay dividends down the line for them when you get into March. Because look, we all know March and the madness that comes with it. Sometimes you have to play at your best and be at your best, and it's about who's the most experienced team and who catches fire. And I think the way Wisconsin set up with Nick Boyd and Winter and John Blackwell, like, the boys can get hot. And if they can catch a stride with a head coach who's been there, done that, and been in the NCAA tournament, and oh, yeah, by the way, probably has a little something to prove in March. I think this could be a team you don't want to face, you know, heading into the NCAA tournament. But nonetheless, you know, win Big Ten, obviously.
All right, Kyle, I got to cut you off, man. You sound, what does he sound? How does he sound?
I'm like a robot a little bit.
Like a robot. Yeah, we're just going to cut it off. Kyle Malzahn, thanks so much for coming on.
I'm done carrying around bulky drinks. And I'm definitely done cleaning melted candy out of my pockets. So yeah, I traded them both in for Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots. These little guys are as pocket-sized as any candy. But instead of a sugar crash, you get a zero sugar caffeine boost. Candy can't even compare at this point. Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots treat your taste buds to an explosion of fruity flavor with a tasty caffeine kick. That's right, caffeine just got a flavor upgrade. And it's not just one flavor. 5-Hour Energy Shots bring you tasty caffeine in 17 flavors. 17. So if you're craving that candy-flavored chaos, but actually want energy that works, grab Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots. Pocket-sized, zero sugar, big flavor. Available now at 5hourenergy.com or on Amazon.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
True North Stores beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you are craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Graybar helps you install faster and smarter with kitting, staging, wire carts, Graybar smart reels, and delivery notifications. We take the hassle out of your job site so you can focus on what you do best, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.